Welcome to the Hour of the Time, the show that never was, almost will be, and might come to pass as the Bill and Tim Show. I'm Bill.
I'm Tim.
WWCR lost the transmitter tonight, so we are not on shortwave, folks. Instead, we are coming to you live via satellite, if you're out there listening on satellite, and even if you're not, we're still coming to you live on satellite. And I'm going to do this, so can you hear now? Okay, how's that?
Real good.
Okay, got some noise in your earphones. Well, folks, tonight, since we're not on shortwave, we're just going to do what we do. We're just going to talk and maybe play some music, take some phone calls, and stuff like that, kind of kick back. I'm tired anyway. I've been working all day trying to make computers work that don't work. And what have you been doing, Tim?
Bookwork.
Okay, folks, stand by. We'll be going to the phones and playing some music and talking and whatever you want to do. And we'll see if there's anybody out there, whoever listens on satellite, because we're usually on shortwave. I don't know. We'll find out.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our properties.
Well, we're not saying goodbye, are we? we're supposed to be saying hello here, not goodbye. Let me see. Oh, here we go. Let's do this one. This, yeah, okay. You looking for a prince, too? No wedding bells. Sorry, I didn't know that was on there. let's go to the phone and see who's out there. Good evening, you're on the air. Well, they couldn't stand it. They hung up. Goodbye. 602-337-2524 is the number if you're out there listening by satellite radio and you'd like to call in. 602-337-2524. I'm just curious to find out who listens on the satellite, if there's anybody out there at all, and who you are and where you are. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Doug from Ontario. I'd like to thank you, sir, for alerting me to a book that you recommended, Vultures and Eagles Clothing. I followed the method in the book, and I about 3 weeks ago, I got a full refund of my money from the federal government. And I'm quite pleased with it. And, of course, you talk to people about what the method you've done, and they don't believe you. And I kind of get a feeling that no matter how much of the truth you tell people, they'll just ignore it, and they like to stay in their little cubbyholes and not explore how to become a sovereign and things like that. And I was wondering how you felt in the future when this stuff goes down. How are you going to communicate with people, or if you could, what to do if they're not even willing to do things when there's no problem?
Well, I'll communicate like I always have. Just walk up and say hello, I guess.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. I think you know what you mean talking about. People just say I'm going to jail, you know, with method that's in the book. And that
No, you won't go to jail now if you do it right.
I know that. But, you know, it's all hard to tell people, and everybody's making jokes about...
Wait a minute. It's hard to tell sheeple.
That's... sorry. That's true. Okay, another question. You guys were talking about long-range rifles trying to hit targets above 500 yards. What do you think of the Lee Enfield?
We're talking about hitting targets way above 1,000 yards.
Yeah, I know, but...
Tim, you're the weapons expert here tonight.
Are you talking about the Lee Enfield Mark III and number 4?
Yeah, number 4 Mark II.
Well, they're all right. They're a mid-range gun up to 500 yards, rifle, I should say. And they're a good rifle for many things, but not for real great distances.
So when you're over 500 yards, they tend to lose their accuracy, even with the scope?
Yes, unless you had one of the Canadian versions that was built with the scope.
Oh.
And they were made years ago and available. And they were a nice weapon. But still, the cartridge itself is not designed for more than 400 or 500 yards.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Now being seen in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's film version of the George Abbott musical comedy success Best Foot Forward, our friend Lucille Ball comes to the Old Craft Music Hall almost directly from an eminently successful bond-selling foray with the Victory Cavalcade.
Believe me, Bing, Mrs. Ball's daughter certainly saw plenty of these United States.
Kept the ball rolling, huh?
Oh, but Bing, it was really inspiring.
Wait a minute, we can't have that kind of talk. Kept the ball rolling. I don't want to get kicked off the air. good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Brad, listening from California, where not only am I listening on satellite, but also retransmitting your program on my little Patriot FM 10.
Fantastic. You're probably sleeping in the dish, too, huh?
No. Play a footer.
Well, they're big enough. I mean, you put a mattress in there, listen to the show, and go to sleep all at the same time.
Well, actually, it's...
I think Gary Bourgeois does that.
Oh, well, the thing is, Gary has to choose between three now.
He does. Well, his whole life is through a wire, I think.
I know. I've communicated with him several times.
Yeah, I like Gary. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, Gary, if you probably don't know if you're... do you have a dish down there? You should.
Not here. I have one at home.
Well, I mean, you should have one at Caddy. You should also have...
We will. We just got the receiver, but we don't have the dish yet.
Sounds like you need a computer specialist down there, too.
Hey, let me tell you something. I got so much money sunk in computers for this research center, and we can't get half of them to work half the time. It's driving me insane.
Well, if you pay in precious metals, I might be interested.
And you want me to start setting up a dish in the middle of all this stuff?
Well, hey, I used to be in military communications intelligence, which is a...
About the only thing I've done right in the last 3 days is eat a cinnamon roll.
Well, I mean, it just depends on how big, and if it was one of Annie's. If it was one of Annie's, then you did the right thing.
No, actually, it was one of Tim's.
Well, I haven't tasted either one of their cooking, but I still have got to send off for the catalog from Surplus and stuff, too, because my wife wants survival food prices. She's too organized.
Well, you better hurry while we got the sale going, because you're not going to find a better deal than that in the whole world.
Well, after I get off the phone here with you, why don't you mention the sale now that I've given you a nice segue?
Well, I'd like to, but I don't have all the stuff here, and I don't remember what the prices were unless they're in that book over there.
That's all right. What I wanted to talk to you tonight about, since we're up on satellite, is field communications.
Yeah.
Maybe you or Tim could give some ideas or your thinking on field communications, tactical communications, somebody with a listening post that has a listening post set up, what should we be listening for, where should we be listening for, what kind of targets should we be listening for, stuff like that.
Tim, you want to talk about that?
Well, some of the things you could be listening for is anything local going on in the local guard units, state police, get a scanner. There's also books available that can give you the different frequencies of different agencies and departments. and start tuning in and have several people in the area have their ears on and keep listening and jotting down things that are especially repetitious.
I assume one of the targets, not necessarily state police, but one of the targets of interest that you would want to specifically look for it was anything federal, particularly FEMA?
You're getting it.
You know, you can buy books that give all the frequencies of the federal agencies and everything.
Yeah, there are some very good ones. Right now, I'm concentrating my monitoring and intelligence activity on military aviation. In fact, right before I switched configuration for you, I have up the frequencies for Moffett Naval Air Station, which isn't going to be a Naval Air Station anymore, which is probably another whole program's worth of what it's going to be. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, or if the intelligence service has made you aware, but that's pretty much going to be, at least in my opinion, a black helicopter field. I see a lot of DEA aircraft coming in and out of here. It's still kind of a Navy activity. They still have the reserve squadrons flying the P-3s in and out of here, but there's a lot of activity that with a lot of airplanes with a lot of different looking antennas on them. We have the white aircraft coming in and out of here, the C-130, C-141s, the occasional C-5. It's also a secure airfield for Lockheed. So that probably would be a very, very good intelligence target for anybody in the Bay Area, or especially in the South Bay.
Really?
But also I'm listening to the HF nets in the Caribbean. Good to listen to see if anything's going to be happening with the New World Order invasion of Haiti. You may want to listen to civil aviation frequencies down there.
Clinton said he's going to take Haiti to the American public, and I just hope the American public takes Clinton to Haiti and leaves him there.
Well, you and I share a common agreement on that. At some other good frequencies to be listening for, what I've been listening for on HF is Coast Guard search and rescue, because 99% of the time they're not encrypted. Their voice comms are in the clear, and you can get an idea of what's going on, what their movements are like, and they usually tend to parallel military, or military tells them to stay out of the way. So by non-information, you can deduce a conclusion.
Hey, you're getting fancy on me here with your verbal calisthenics.
Well, I don't mean...
Remember, I told you I'm tired tonight. My brain's not working too well.
Sorry, mine's not either. I'm looking forward to a week and a half vacation out of People's Republic of California.
Yeah, well...
But, I was just wondering if you had any other... Anything else, you know, I mean, I realize that people will have scanners and listen to their local authorities, which is a good place to always listen to, but that somebody with advanced electronic, a little more advanced electronic communication capability, a little more knowledge, what should we be listening for, especially if someone has been in and knows the targets? What should those that are more advanced be listening for, if you have any ideas? I'll go ahead and let you go. You have a good evening. Say hi to Annie and Pooh, and I'm glad you frustrated the city of Peonix. Good night, Bill.
Good night.
God bless.
And here's the answer to your question.
Now wait a minute. You know my baby.
That's a false alarm.
He won't let me in. I've got a few pennies. I'm gonna buy myself a ball of gin. And then I'm gonna call my buddy on the telephone and say,
That's what you ought to be listening for. And the minute you hear it, run outside and grab that dude and don't let him get away till he shares that bottle with you. Let's see who's on this one. You get to talk, Tim.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Tim, pleased to hear from you tonight.
Okay. What can we help you with this evening?
Oh, man, I'm beyond help.
Welcome to the club.
Well, I would say when you lift blind, why don't you let that song play?
Well, what song play?
Do I have to say the title now?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, listen to the music, the background music.
The background music. I don't know.
Okay, so the previous caller went on about some noise about, you know, what are we supposed to listen to?
Well...
A friend of mine told me one early morning,
old man,
said tonight there's gonna be a party going on.
Old man, old.
He said if you can.
Is that where you're at?
Very close.
Okay.
Close to rock, close. Sentient as a stone, yes.
Well, good for you.
Took some effort. Military attack. Activity on shortwave.
Military activity on shortwave.
Yeah. I mean, since we're not on shortwave tonight. Nine megahertz.
9 megahertz. What's going on?
Spread spectrum.
Uh-huh.
And it hops all over the place in an inconvenient manner. I mean, it sounds like alien gibberish.
Alien gibberish. That sounds like Stanton T. Friedman or Donald Francine Ecker or somebody talking about the alien interference. Well, you know, it could be those guys from Zeta Reticuli coming down here to threaten us into the New World Order. You never know.
New World Order?
New World Order, that's right.
Oh, my gosh. How did those guys manage? I mean, that's, I don't know. Do you write better fiction than that?
Nobody can write better fiction than that, except real life. Real life is the best thing going. In fact, since I discovered real life, I haven't read any fiction in years.
Yeah, that's a polite fiction.
No, that's the truth. That's the truth.
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard anything. I mean, it's like, you know, any military attack activity would be probably heard on satellite, which I'm hearing you tonight.
Yeah, you can get it on satellite if it's not scrambled.
Well, there's not a lot of it to all that scrambled. I mean, if you want to pay for the commercials, why do you want to do that?
Want to do what?
Pay for the commercials.
Not me. I who?
We're having that kind of evening. Okay.
Actually, I do pay for commercials. I collect old commercials, so I've bought a lot of commercials. I have all kinds of commercials.
I've heard them. They're great.
Yeah, I think they're a lot of fun, and especially the older they are, the more fun they are.
Why is that? I mean, is it a reflection on our culture, or lack of?
Well, the older ones were more honest. The ones today are very cunning and deceptive, and the older ones are just little cute jingles trying to sell you a product, and they're neat.
Yeah, it was a more innocent age back then, right?
Yeah, well, it always has been.
Well, you can speak to this topic.
You know, death was more innocent when they were hacking you up with swords.
No. That's when heroes would attack each other at arm's length and no further.
Yeah.
So, you know, I really forgot what I was going to bother you about tonight.
That's okay. We'll just move on to bigger and better things.
All right, then let's do that.
Somebody told us what we wanted to be. It was pen for the mind. was Davis. His eye did a little. It was Captain a little. His face was revealed. It was right down the middle. It was fantasy. Fantasy galore. It was everything we ever wanted. Looking back, it was so much more. Who was it to say?
Can you contribute to tonight's Hour of Insanity?
Hello, Bill. Hello, Tim.
Good evening.
Bill, you're in rare form tonight.
Yeah, that's what happens when I get tired.
This is Cliff Scott in Cleveland.
Hi, Cliff.
I don't know if you ever got any of those faxes I sent you.
We got a barrel of faxes. In fact, we got about two barrels of faxes. We get faxes and faxes and faxes. In fact, I read them all, though.
Do you really?
Yep. Read every piece of mail and every fax and everything we get.
On the 25th, I'm heading out your way.
Good.
Going to come and check it out.
Come and see us.
And if you need a satellite installation guy or computer help, I'll be more than happy to help you if I settle out there.
Well, great. I hope we get the computers running by then. If we don't, we're in big trouble.
Well, you never know what will happen in the future.
We're fixing a network system where we'll put all the documents that we have in all these boxes and filing places and put them on disk in several gigabytes full of documents, and you'll be able to type in a couple of words, and all the documents that have those words will come up on the screen, and you can pick which one you want and print it out, and it's going to be fantastic.
I bet it will be. Looking forward to seeing your setup.
Me too. Right, Tim?
You bet. With all the hours you've spent on that thing already, driving your buggy.
Making me see through the back of my head, and I don't even have any eyes back there, I don't think.
Yeah, I had that experience last week. I was trying to get my fax modem working, and I didn't have the right software for it. It kept screwing up on me.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've been doing the last few weeks is just trying to sift through all the information. That's been flooding on me, hoping that I got enough time to get what needs to be done in order.
Yeah, you heard what the little rabbit said as he went down the hole and Alice fell through after him. Remember that?
Yep.
No time, no time. I'm late, I'm late, I'm late for a very important date.
In fact, I'm behind schedule getting out there.
Yep. Now, you know, that was the greatest excuse in the world for Alice to try some of those mushrooms. Wouldn't you if you saw a talking rabbit holding a stopwatch running down a hole?
I don't know what I think I'd...
Well, I'll tell you what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't jump in the hole.
I'd find a fox.
Who knows what you're playing. If there's a talking rabbit, it could be anything.
Anyway, I just wanted to call and tell you I'm thinking about everything that's been going on here, and thinking about getting out there. Don't know why I have to do it, but you're going to see me.
Right.
I guess I'll know when I get there whether it's the right thing to do or not.
Yeah, come on.
Well, that's good. We'll have the coffee on.
All right. You guys take care tonight.
Thanks.
Remember that what is essential is invisible to the eye.
Man, that sounds cute.
Oh, you know where that came from, Bill?
No. Where did it come from?
There's a children's book, which is not a children's book.
Yeah, it didn't sound like a children's saying to me.
It's called The Little Prince.
Ah, Prince again. Someday my prince will come.
And at the end of that book, the fox tells the little prince, I'm not going to give you the whole story, but it's a great story. And he says, remember, it is only with the heart one sees rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Men have forgotten this truth, but you must never forget it. We are responsible forever for what we have gained.
Hey, I like that. What's the name of that?
Called The Little Prince. There's a video. Don't look at the video. Read the book. It's terrific.
When I have a choice between a video or a movie and a book, I always take the book.
Always.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye.
I don't know what this is. From the musical library of the Arizona Militia. Like to help us in this fight, the Arizona Militia is recruiting for dishheads for rain catchment facilities. If you have a dip in the top of your head, you can apply at the nearest Arizona Militia recruiting office today. Let's go to the phones. Hello, are you applying for this position?
Yes, I think I could fill that job. Very good. How you doing, Bill?
Pretty good.
Big show tonight. And tell Tim, thanks a lot. I finally received that surplus catalog. And that's a great catalog. And if the people want to really get their money's worth, that is a fantastic catalog.
Some jerk up in Washington State wrote me a letter and said it was no good because it wasn't in color. And besides, he was listed in Who's Who in the West, and he should know.
Well, the people like around here in Montana that have room temperature IQs, I'm right in the center of the sheeple country, as you refer to, and you're absolutely right. I mean, if they had another brain, they could be a half-wit, some of them. Listen, I have...
That reminds me of excellence in broadcasting. I'm sitting on half my brain, and therefore the rest of you should listen to what I say.
I have a kind of a question. I don't want to start any rumors. I'm kind of a funnel for intelligence around here. People are calling me, sending me pictures, and I have a bunch of friends that drive big over the road, 18-wheelers, and they all keep the CBs hot, and they carry cameras with them, and they're bringing in pictures of military tanks and everything. We're kind of getting them all together. But I had a call from a chap that has been very reliable in the past, and he had heard, secondhand, of course, that the plane that went down in Pennsylvania last week that killed 132 people when their thrust reverser dumped them into a premature landing, that he heard that Randy Weaver and his daughters were on that plane. Have you heard that story?
No. This must be rumor day. I've been flooded with rumors here today, all of them the grossest crock of absolutely purple, long-haired bullshit that I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I try to funnel it out, too, and I find there's an awful lot of disinformation out there, and we think we know where a lot of it's coming from.
And a lot of it comes from the militia of Montana.
And there's a lot of people out there that I call them patriots for profit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have too much to do with people like that. And the real patriots, we know who they are. But no, I just wonder if you'd heard anything of that.
No.
Nothing at all. Well, it's probably, yes, like you say.
If he was on there, I would have known it instantly.
Well, you'd think that somebody, and I was thinking to check with Jerry Spence and get maybe to verify it. You push your book all the time around here. It says, people tell me they're patriots. Have you read Bill? Behold a Pale Horse? No? Well, then you're talking out of book.
Then you haven't read anything.
Haven't read anything, right.
That's right.
Okay, great to talk to you later, and have a great day.
Wait till you read The Tale of the Pale Horse and The Tracks of the Pale Horse. We got three books in the works right now. I don't know what they're called. I'm just joking, but I got three books in the works right now. If I can get this computer to work, I'll be able to finish them. I guess I should say something here about Swiss America Trading, our sponsor, also good friends, and many of you out there are in the market for gold or silver in any of its various forms. Call Swiss America Trading. They'll help you figure out what kind of a plan you need to protect what you've got, how much they recommend you should have in gold or silver in any of its various forms. They'll recommend plans for you. They'll recommend investments for you. They'll listen to your suggestions and whatever you want. They'll help you do it. And they're good people. They have a buyback plan. They are absolutely 100% honest. They're so honest they record everything. When you call them, you know, if you ever think of misquoting them, boy, you better hope you never get in court with that kind of accusation, because everything they do is recorded on tape. And again, before they ship your metal to you, they call you and they run another tape and read all the terms of the contract and the agreement that you entered into. And that's recorded also, just so that there's never any misunderstandings. And I put my personal reputation and word behind Swiss America Trading, in that if they ever do cheat anyone, which I know they won't, I'll drop them like a hot potato, and I will ensure that they make it right. So you can rest assured, folks, that you'll have a good experience with Swiss America Trading if you decide to invest in gold or silver or platinum or any of the precious metals in their various forms. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. You'll be glad that you did. Now, before I go any further, I want to talk about all these people who like to spread rumors and tell tall tales and don't even know the slightest method of checking anything out. You know, I've been getting phone calls all day today that WWCR is not on the air. They want to ask me what's wrong. I don't own the radio station. I have no way of knowing unless I call them, just like you should call them. And I told people, call the radio station. Would you believe that there are hundreds of adults in this country that don't know how to call a radio station? It blows my mind. And there's people passing rumors all around the country. that Catron County is overrun with the federal government and that they're getting ready to go house to house and confiscate everybody's guns. And it's all baloney, folks. There are some feds there. They profess that they're looking for a DEA agent who went out in the field and never came back. We don't know the truth of that, but nothing's going on at this moment in Catron County. There are no militia rushing there to rescue the people in Catron County. And this stuff's been flying all over the place. Catron County is only 13 miles from here, folks. If there's something going on with Catron County, rest assured, I'll tell you. So for all you people that like to spread stupid rumors and don't know how to call a radio station and all these other things that any three-year-old child should know, and I can guarantee you Pooh knows, this is dedicated to you. This is dedicated to the ones I love. And I do love you. You give me so many laughs, I can't stand it. Use their intelligence are no better than animals who do not have intelligence. Such people are beasts of burden and stakes on the table by choice and consent. Yes, it's true.
Make a call. Try again. If you need help, please hang up and then dial the operator.
Okay. 602-337-2524. Come and get it. It's hot and it's on the table. Yeah, Tim, go ahead.
One thing I wanted to let the folks think about tonight is that we have a bad time of year coming, coming the fall and winter. And along with other preparations, you better get prepared with...
Wait a minute. What's a preparation? Is that anything like a salt-o-mation?
Get prepared, folks, for winter. It's long. It's cold. In various parts of the country, some colder than others. Bad weather, boots, heavy socks. Remember the little ones, we have to protect them. So start preparing for your winter clothing and a
possible long winter campaign.
Long winter campaign, that's for sure. If anything happens, it'll probably happen in the winter. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, William. I'm in Houston, listening to you by satellite. You're the only only program that I pulled down on the satellite. So the satellite's there, not even a positioner. It just sits out fixed. If I want to change it, I have to go out and crank the crank.
That sounds like fun.
Well, it only gets done when if you happen to change the satellite you're on. Say, I wanted to ask, you have a record that you've played before, a girl singing a song about the rose. Can you tell me the name of the song and the artist, or what label that's on?
Well, one is from the movie called The Rose, and it's by Bette Midler, and the other one's by Judy Collins, and the name of the song is The Rose.
All right. I thought that was Judy Collins.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Terrific. Say, let me ask...
That song has a deep, deep meaning to the mysteries.
Is there any way to... besides just cogitating over it, do you have a paper talking about the meaning of it?
No, I don't, but it'll be in one of my books.
Oh, okay.
If I get a chance to publish them before they come and carry me away.
Okay. I wanted to ask your guest, as far as the footwear, I think it'd be good just to have good walking shoes. You may need to go some distance in a hurry without being able to get back and get your hiking boots. And I wondered what kind of foot gear he might recommend. Just to be suitable for general purpose, like wearing to work and wearing on a regular basis without places you wouldn't want to wear a pair of combat boots.
Well, Danner, Altima, Rocky, various companies make good, comfortable, all type of footwear that could be used for that purpose. And I've had inexperience with Rockies myself. My son has used them. We like them pretty well. Altima makes a good wearing combat boot. It looks pretty nice, like a work shoe. Then Danner makes a wide assortment of boot styles and colors that are comfortable also.
What about construction? Should you look for a stitched-on sole, or should you stay away from what is obviously molded construction or glued? I don't know how they make it, but should you look for a boot that looks like it would be repairable with needle and thread?
Actually, steel-reinforced concrete works real good.
Now, I wear molded soles a lot, and I don't have any problems when...
they are moldy, too.
when you wear them so much, you're going to run them over, and the cost of boots and cost of repairs and trying to find someone anymore that can repair them right, unless you're in a big city, is... to me, a waste of time, so I just turn around and buy another pair of boots and use the old ones. I don't throw them away. I just keep them in my hunting gear and use them as spares if the good ones get full of mud or water or whatever. You got a dry pair to put on.
Regarding concrete, I know a few people, especially in the administration, I'd like to give a pair of concrete shoes to, but I'm not exactly sure how to get them to try them on.
Actually, I think Tim's right. Every time he takes his boots off, I grab them and run over them five or six times with my 58 Chevy, and they're so molded you don't even hit the leather. There's no skid marks or anything. But I'll tell you what, my tires are sure slick.
Okay. Well, good night, gentlemen, and thank you.
Good night. Don't take offense. We're just having fun. I'm tired. Tim's tired, and we're not on shortwave, so
We're just having fun.
Having just completed his joyous jaunt in the forthcoming 20th Century Fox picture Four Jills in a Jeep, our friend Phil, glad to see you, Silvers, is once again free to visit the Old Craft Music Hall and give us the benefit of his wisdom.
Happy to do it for you, Bing. Well, I can make you all the things you want to be.
Huh?
I can bring you to the point where people will welcome you at parties, will ask you to sing.
Really, Phil? Oh, Phil, if you only could.
If I only could, he's a foolish boy.
Now, you didn't know he was that old, did you?
Yeah, he really is.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. Hi, Jim.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. This is Bob from South Carolina.
Hi, Bob.
Bill, boy, I've been trying forever to try to get through. It's impossible to get through when you have an audience. I'm glad you're just on satellite tonight.
Well, and if you guys weren't calling in, I wouldn't even know I was there. I know I'm not on shortwave, that I can assure you.
Well, Bill, I heard on your Friday show that Linda's having some financial problems, and I don't get a chance to listen to her show on shortwave, but...
You won't now. She's off the air.
Well, I remember you saying that, but...
All those people who loved her show and couldn't even part with $1 to help her stay on the air. Just those wonderful people out there who just contribute and help in this battle, and just, that's why we're winning.
Well, like I was saying, Bill, I never got a chance to hear her show on shortwave, but from the times that she appeared on her show, I was really impressed with her, and I'd like to help her out in any way I can. Do you have a number or something I could reach her at where I could find out how I can help out?
Yes, 1-800-749-9939. At least that's the number where you can order her tape entitled America Under Siege, and that will help her out. See, I don't believe in socialism. I think if you're going to spend money, you should get something. So order her tape. It's called America Under Siege. It's $28.95, and I guarantee you it will shake you up. Right, Tim?
You bet. It's well worth the money. They've done a real job on putting it together, and I have a lot of friends this weekend looking at it, and some of them sheeple and fence post sitters, they started waking up this weekend after looking at that.
Well, that's interesting. That's good to know. Also, Bill, I'm shortly going to have a Part 15 FM radio online, and I'm going to try to get you out around the community.
Good. Fantastic. You know, I'm the one who caused them to break down on that, you know. They were going after people who did that.
Well, anyways, there's a person out there listening tonight who has my transmitter, and I'm anxiously waiting for it. So.
Yeah, if you got his transmitter, get it back there. He's going to air my show. You hear me, buddy? I'm going to send somebody over there to get you if you don't send him his transmitter.
And Bill, I have a question about Behold the Pale Horse.
And the guy I'm going to send ain't going to be wearing any pants.
Oh, he's a good guy, actually. Probably just a little bogged down right now. The other thing I wanted to ask you is, I just finished your Behold Pale Horse recently, and one of the chapters in there that I thought was really interesting that I never hear much mention about.
God, it's taking you a long time. I finished it 5 years ago.
Well, I didn't get the book until about 2 months ago, and I actually took off about 3 days' work just to read a thing. I couldn't leave the thing. I couldn't lay the thing down. I must have been up till like 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, a couple mornings just reading the thing.
Yeah, it's dangerous to buy it in the afternoon. You don't get any sleep for 2 days.
Really? But one of the chapters in there on Jonathan May, that was, I thought, one of your more interesting chapters, and I was wondering, I've never heard anything about that from any other place. Whatever happened to that fella, and what about the property that he was going to be using for collateral to back up his financial entity that he wanted to get started up?
I have no idea. When he got out of jail, I guess they did something to him in there. He was... turned into a wacko, egomaniacal jerko, and nobody could even stand to talk to him, so he sort of disappeared into the sunset. He used to be a nice guy, but either they did something to him in jail or all the notoriety went to his head. I'm not sure which.
Okay, well, that's all I had to talk about, Bill.
Do I hear a train in the background?
Well, yeah.
Hey, I like that, man. Take a tape recorder out there and tape it and send it to me. Are you in South Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Bill, one other thing. I just remembered something. Did you hear anything of an incident on a little island called Tybee Island down in the lower part of South Carolina on the coast?
Where you been? I did a whole show about it.
Oh, I must have missed that show.
And we got people down there. I had somebody down there in the last couple of days interviewing people.
Oh, that's the thing. I heard something about that on one of the other Patriot radio shows, and And I wasn't sure if it was true or not. And if it was, I'd want to go down there myself just to talk to some of the townspeople and ask them what happened, just so I can bring the information back to share with other people.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Most of them are sheeple, though, and they'll talk about it, but they won't go on the air and talk about it. So we got people down there interviewing them, and we'll talk to the people that interviewed them on the air.
I hope to be coming out to visit you soon, Bill. Where you live at out there sounds very enticing.
Oh, this is beautiful. I guarantee you've never seen a sky like Arizona in your entire life, day or night.
Well, anyways, I hope to come out and see you soon. And if things go down...
Even when it's raining, it's beautiful.
Well, if things go down the way they may, I hope I have the honor of standing by your side to protect this country from what's going to happen to it.
I can't believe you got a railroad track there with a steam locomotive going by. Is that on your stereo or something?
No, actually, that's on my video surveillance.
It's on what?
On my video surveillance system, and I got it piped into the house.
And that's a real train out there going by?
Yeah, I'm about 2 blocks from a railroad track.
But that sounds like a steam locomotive.
Well, I got the volume up on the video surveillance system.
Well, I tell you, I like that sound. I like to sit by the tracks and just listen to it.
We don't have any railroads out there, eh?
Well, we got some railroads, but we don't have any old steam locomotives.
Well, actually, that's not steam. I think that's a diesel.
That don't sound like a diesel. That sounds like steam. It probably is a diesel. I don't know.
Yeah, no,
anyway, I'm going to be in your area pretty soon. I'm going to Atlanta in November. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Bill.
That's the wrong one. I thought I had the right one punched up here, and I didn't have the right one punched up here. And it doesn't look like the right one's going to get punched up here. I don't know why. I'm having problems with number 5 here in the CD player. I wanted to let people know what's going on here. Well, I'll just switch it over here.
It's like some of the computer work you were doing today.
Hey, nothing works. Nothing works. I have reached a conclusion. Everything has been sabotaged. Nothing works. We'll see what I tell you? I'm coming. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm going to be there in November. So get ready.
Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Oh yeah, I'm going to Atlanta, get to see all my friends, eat the most fantastic steak dinner at Bones, take a stroll down Peachtree Street. You guys thought when you saw Gone with the Wind that Peachtree Street was a figment of somebody's imagination, but it's real. I'm here to tell you, it's real, and it's nice. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm getting close to the end so I can go to sleep, and that makes me much better.
I know how you feel. I'm getting close to the end, too. I'm listening to you on my dish.
All right.
It's nice to not have any jamming and static.
Let me tell you, does your dish have holes in it?
No, it's solid.
Well, I must have got cheated because my dish got... No, mine's solid. Mine is solid, by golly.
You getting a lot of noise and racket on your signal?
No.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, I've got a tidbit for the people out there who want to listen to the military and gather whatever intelligence they can. If they're able to listen on the military aviation frequencies, there are satellites that downlink on those UHF frequencies that are relatively easily copyable on a scanner.
We're running out of time. Tell them which ones they are, how to do it.
Okay.
Where to find out, one of the three.
Frequency range is from about 260 megahertz to 262.4. There's almost always a signal on 262.4. I'd recommend simply connecting the scanner to a TV antenna and pointing it up at about a 45-degree angle and sweeping the sky from the southwest to the southeast if you're in the continental U.S., and you'll almost certainly find some signals there. And whenever there's a big military operation going on, there's a horrendous amount of traffic that goes out of there. Some of it is in the clear, and a lot of it is encrypted.
You remind me of this computer. I was trying to get this computer working today, and this little message pops up on the screen and says, "Are you in North America?"
Are you on Earth? Yes. Hey, did you hear Bo Gritz earlier today?
Bobo? No, what did he say?
Oh, goodness gracious. He was mentioning you on his radio program. He wasn't too enthusiastic about your credentials.
Bobo is the biggest liar in the world. I've challenged him to sue me, and I've proven that he's a liar on this broadcast over and over again in his own words. See, I don't talk about people. I play their own words and prove it to the listening audience. We've got it all on tape.
I wasn't too enthusiastic about his program there. He's not a very believable fellow a lot of the time.
Yeah, well, you keep listening to him, you'll find out just how believable he is. I recommend that you get it firsthand from his own lips. That's the best way to do it. Follow him around, listen to all his talks, and pretty soon you'll be shaking your head wondering how this guy gets away with it.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. But anyhow, just wanted to give you that tidbit for the military listeners out there. And, hey, it's a great show.
Thank you.
And I'll continue listening as long as you continue transmitting.
You know, if this is such a great show, maybe I'll just change the format and just do this all the time and say the hell with the rest of it.
Yeah, it's good. But it's a pretty good program it also.
Maybe I'll become a professional and get some ratings and hang them up on a wall and get a gold microphone and all that stuff. What do you think?
Hey, is there any chance you might rebroadcast the program on AIDS and MK Naomi sometime?
I don't know. Do I get a gold microphone for that?
Yeah, maybe. I'll send you my microphone, but I might have to paint it gold. It's only made with aluminum.
I just hang by my fingernails on this frequency, folks. It's a toss-up with how long they're going to let me broadcast. WWCR is already making rumblings about controlling what I say.
I'll tell them to go shove it if they don't want to let you say what you have to say. This is the best show that goes on WWCR, in my opinion. It's a small opinion, but it's one opinion.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's just about time to go.
Okay, Bill. Hey, good luck and have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good luck, boy. If I go in there and touch that computer again, I need good luck. Tim, are there any words of wisdom you'd like to say before we part down the road? They've got to be quick.
Well, I just think, folks, that, like I said before, earlier, winter's coming, and we better get ready and think of the little ones and get warm clothes and food and water. One time we tested out a water system, and it works. We'll come back sometime, and I'll let you in on that one.
Okay, folks. Food storage. Family unit. 1 year supply for a family of four, or 2 year supply for two. Retails $2,768. You can get it from us right now for $1,484. No wait, because I'm not going to let this go too much longer. This is biting me where it hurts. Security unit, 2 year supply for one person or 1 year supply for two. And I'm talking about adults. When I say persons, I'm talking about adults. Retails $1,413. You can have it for $807. Modular unit, 1 year supply for one person or 6 months supply for two. Retails $1,088. You can have it right now from us for $644. This is a lot of food, folks. Don't let it pass you by. Emergency unit, 1 month supply for one person, retails $213, $190. There's not much difference there because we don't have anything to play with there, and neither does the manufacturer. This is a combination of me giving up what we earn and the manufacturer giving up what they earn. So jump on this. We're trying to get people prepared. Make checks or money orders payable to Annie, A-N-N-I-E. If you make it out to anybody else, you're going to get it sent right back to you. Is this good night?
Yeah, this is good night. Good night.
We'll try it again. Good night, and God bless you all.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. MICKEYMOUSE. Come along and sing our song. And join our family. MICKEYMOUSE. Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse. Forever, let it hold us.
be?
Where was Annette Funicello when we needed her? I saw Darlene. I saw Darlene in Vietnam. She did a USO show for us on the DMZ. She was a nice lady.
Because we love you. Oh, you and you.